Oh, I was just putting my stuff together, getting ready to. What? Hey, no. I wouldn't just scoot without saying bye. I don't pump and dump, okay? Come on. It's just, you were out and I didn't want to wake you. I figured you could use the Z's after your night with the wolf. Speaking of, how was it? Yeah? I mean, you look fine. I mean, you look fine, you know? But if you're just a little sore, that's good. That's good, right? I don't know. Maybe you're just freaky enough that you need the big death to get your little death. I mean, you gotta be freaky to try this again. Sorry about the chains and all. I know it's not as sexy and primal as doing it in the wild, but I can't just hand you over for Larry Steve to play with without some precautions. I know. It's all weird as fuck. You want to talk about it? Come on, Rabbit. You can't even look me in the eye. I told you I don't judge. Come here. Put your head on my lap. Come on. We're past that by now, don't you think? There you are. How do you feel? Well, you seemed fine up until the full moon, but now you look even more shook than the first time. So tell me, how do you feel? You don't have to say that to spare my feelings, you know. We're here for you. I came here because you asked. Do you regret that? Rabbit? Hey, that's okay. Shh. It's okay if you don't know. We walked into your life and turned it upside down with this werewolf shit. It was intense. It was a lot. You have mixed feelings, I get that. That's okay. Sometimes you can be excited for something. It can feel right in the moment, but then you get hit by the emotional hangover after, like a fucking train. Sometimes you scratch an itch until it bleeds, because it's better. The pain is better than the itch. I mean, it's not good, but it's less bad. Actually, never mind what I just said. This metaphor is shit. You should just exfoliate and moisturize instead. Sorry. I'm gonna be honest. I don't really have answers for you here, but all I can tell you is that you're not wrong to feel that way. Feels are complicated and sometimes contradictory. So, disregarding how you're feeling now, did you have a good time last night? Yeah? Well then, I really don't think you should feel guilty about it. But that's just me. I don't know. I know saying it doesn't make it so. So I guess the only question I have left is, you think you want to do this again? Because that's the only choice you'll have to make. No, I mean, you don't have to figure it out on the spot. Just give it some thought. What happened in the mountains was out of your hands. Not your fault. If this thing we're doing helps you process it in a safer way, to reclaim control, that's probably a good thing. But if you're just re-traumatizing yourself, that's, you know, not. Do you feel bad because you feel bad? Or do you feel bad because you think you're supposed to feel bad? That's the puzzle you gotta put together. Because you are who you are. You like what you like. And how you got there doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is what you do about it. No, I'm not that smart. Just repeating things I heard in the werewolf victim support group. I was one of you, you know. But hey, if you want to think of me as some wise woman, the modern-day shaman, I fuck with that. I mean, I have done some spirit walking in my time. Do you want to know the secret? It's copious amounts of mushrooms. It's not magic, but it is interesting. I should have put some of that insight to work yesterday. I was too eager to jump your bones again to see you feeling all woebegone. Me? What about me? Oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't mean to up and disappear or anything. I didn't sleep all night. I didn't mean to scare you. I just felt like I had to get up to do anything. To go anywhere. Like restless legs up in my brain. I had to go. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. Last night was different. Well, that wasn't Larry Steve you fucked. That was me. All me, from full moon to morning. For the first time, I wasn't even riding shotgun. I was just straight up riding. Hands on the wheel, pedal to the metal, and that scares the shit out of me. Because I don't know what it means. Because, like Uncle Ben said, with great power comes great responsibility. Then I don't want the power or the responsibility. For the same reason, I don't want to drive an 18-wheeler. When Larry Steve is in charge, all I can do is point him away from the potential collateral damage, and the rest is out of my hands. But if it's me in the driver's seat, if I fuck up, if I hurt someone, If I hurt you, that'll be on me. I don't want that. No. No, it's never happened before. I didn't know it could. I mean, I've seen people claim they have full control over their wolves, but online it's really hard to tell who's for real and who's just LARPing. I figured it was all bullshit. Well, yeah. Look, I gotta be honest with you, Rabbit. I was getting ready to leave. Without telling you. I'm sorry, okay? I think it's you. It's you that has him all mollified. Larry Steve. And that scares me. And I had to get away from you. I'm sorry, Rabbit. I freaked out. I didn't know what else to do. Yeah. I have a pretty good guess. I mean, he's in my head and not the other way around, so I am just guessing, but to the wolf, everything's either a threat or prey. Except for you. Something about you chills him the fuck out. Which means you're a mate. Or a potential one, anyway. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, you're just about where I'm at now, so don't ask me what to think, because I do not have a clue. Fucking weird is what it is. I did not expect the wolf to catch feels. Oh, you don't have to do anything about it. This is my problem. You don't have to make it yours. Unless you want to make it your problem. Well, like I said, you don't have to decide anything right now, so don't rush it. I'm gonna have to bounce soon, but you know how to get in touch with me. No, Rabbit. I like the little wolf's den you've got down in the basement, but I'm gonna start bouncing off the walls soon. I gotta get back on the road. Change the scenery. Hey. Well, I just had a thought. What if you came with me? Yeah, on a road trip. We'll go wherever the road takes us. We'll drive across the country. I don't know. To see what life's like on the wild side? To see if you can put up with me for more than 3 days? To fuck like we're nothing but mammals? Maybe it'll help you clear up how you feel about, you know, all of this. And me too. I mean, you're fun. A different kind of fun. But I wouldn't mind you tagging along. And Larry Steve definitely wouldn't mind. Then ask for time off. Come on. I got money. I'll treat you. Come on. It'll be a fucking blast. Or it won't. But hey, at least then we know, right? So what do you say? Say yes. Say yes. Yeah? Then pack your bags, rabbit. We're going for a ride.